Single from my guy Sam Gelatry. Start.
Oh yeah, I worked so hard. I worked so very hard and got everything where it should be. And this could be a foretelling of a pretty good show. I'm hoping.
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
Hey, this week in Bughouse Square, what do you got? Well, I'll tell you what I got. I got some flea market finds. I got some Christmas music. You know, because we got a couple, like 9 days, man. So there'll be one more show. The 23rd, pretty sure I'm going to be here. But yeah, this is Radio Valencia. This is Bughouse Square. And I got a lot of good records, so
down in the engine house.
I feel pretty good. I feel pretty comfortable.
I'm confident as a mouse. Man come along and chased us out in the rain. Was that a vigilante man? Stormy days, we'd pass the time away, sleeping in some good warm place. Man come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man, and he said, unite all you working men. Killed him in the river, some strange man. Was that a vigilante man? A vigilante man. Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot
his brother
and sister down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. And they herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
hardly worth my while to tell you about my troubles across the golden east. I see your preparations. Invite me first to the feast. Take me, I'm yours, because dreams are made of this. Forever there'll be a heaven in your kiss. Amazing belly dances distract me from my wine. Across the threatened mountains of memories of mine, I've stood some ghastly moments with natives in the hills, recorded here on paper. My chills and thrills, it's real. Take me, I'm yours, because dreams are made of this. Forever there'll be a heaven in your kiss. Your leisure, romantic, just too strange. My ego flies tomorrow. It's a game I treasure dear, to seek the helpless future. My love at last, I'm here. Take me, I'm yours, because dreams are made of this. Forever there'll be a heaven in your kiss. In your dreams.
sails behind the wall of illusion. Never glimpse the truth when it's far too late. When they pass away. Told you about your lovely ocean. When we find it, to try our best to hold it back with our love.
One thing unsure. It's so proud and it's so pure, and it comes from deep within. It's got no hair, it's got no skin. As we travel far and near, we bring the word for you to hear. And the message that we bring is alive in the words we say. It's cold, but we got something to warm our souls, like the blanket of our faith keeps us covered when we shake. Though they take my brother's life,
have a white one, but for me, it's blue. Blue Christmas. That's the way you see it when you're feeling blue. Blue Xmas. When you're blue at Christmas time, you see right through all the waste, all the sham, all the haste, and plain old bad taste. Sidewalk Santa Clauses are much, much, much too thin. They're wearing fancy rented costumes, false beards, and big fat phony grins. And nearly everybody's standing around holding out their empty hand or tin cup. Gimme, 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 fill my stocking up. All the way up. It's a time when the greedy give a dime to the needy. Blue Christmas. All the paper tinsel and the fol-de-rol. Blue Xmas. People trading gifts that matter not at all. What I call fol-de-rol, bitter gall. Fol-de-rol. Lots of hungry homeless children in your own backyards, while you're very, very busy addressing 20 zillion Christmas cards. Now Yuletide is the season to receive and oh to give and ah to share. But all you December do-gooders rush around and rant and rave and loudly blare. Merry Christmas. I hope yours is a bright one, but for me it's blue.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Miles Davis and Bob Dereau. Merry Xmas. I think. There's an Xmas. Let me see. Wait. It is, in fact, Blues Xmas. Sorry about that. Hey, this is Bug Out Square. It's Mutiny. Excuse me. It's Radio Valencia. Here near the corner of 22nd and Mission, in the beautiful Mission where it's always flat and sometimes sunny. It's dark now. It's getting festive. We're closing in on Christmas. But it's still shitty out there. Who am I kidding? I don't know, man. You gotta look for the good. Jesus Christ, you go nuts if you don't. Bughouse Square, what is this? I don't know, I just play records and that sort of thing. Yeah, talk about stuff, you know. Commentary, whatnot. Let me tell you about what we listen to. Yeah, Jingle Bell Jazz, I got this from a guy that it physically hurt him to give me this record. But I appreciate it. And I think of the hurt every time that I pull it out to play it. This is a flea market find. The one before that was The Black Man's Burden, as in Eric Burden. I got it because it was like a dollar or whatever. And it's their second record, but I think the war became war. You know, Eric Burden left after this record is what I'm saying, and then they became just war and really became a fucking awesome band. And are an awesome band here, but definitely... Eric Burden's backup band. So it's an interesting piece of history, if nothing else. The Beatles we had in there from the Sgt. Pepper, probably my favorite song on that record. Within You and Without You. We had the Fabulous Poodles doing... God, that was a short one. Tiny Town People. That was good. Tim Curry we had in there covering Squeeze, maybe, Take Me, I'm Yours, from his Simple City record, just looking cute as ever. We had Christmas with McGriff. I got it because it's a Christmas record, and it's got an awesome cover. Just like, yeah, Jimmy McGriff, don't know. So he's an organ player, and groovy. We did a Hip Santa. It's kind of what we opened up with. We had Woody Guthrie in there as well. What are we going to do? You know what? We're just going to get back into this because we are loaded. Right? Am I right?
We'll be right back. some magazine. Too many cameras and not enough food. This is what we've seen. Driven to tears. Driven to tears. Driven to tears.
Nice one. That was the Police. Yuri G. Yes, I did too. The first day. Kek, kek. That sounds so good. He's such a good drummer. Yeah.
Oh my God, it's insane. I came in right at kind of the end of the breakdown before they come back to the chorus.
Yeah.
I couldn't identify it. I'm like, I totally know this, but what, you know, because they're like the band is most out there at that point.
Right.
It's
right.
Like crazy for such a tight trio and such a short. Kind of, you know, a heavy pop song. Like, it's kind of, it's out there.
It is. You know, I got to see them once, and it was at one of these things where there were all these other bands playing to some, I forget what it was, but it was like U2, and it was a thing. I don't know. They were saving the world somehow.
Best festival.
There we go. And it was. They played maybe three or four songs. It was so good. It was so, like, absolutely different than anything, just unique among, in itself, the way that it sounded. And it wasn't, I mean, I know they had, like, all the kind of pop shit, but it was, like, live, and they did, the songs that they did weren't, you know, they were just total musicianship and pop sensibility, all just a beautiful mix, yeah. The Police,
absolutely. You know, don't disparage their pop success, because like their pop success is like so unusual and so deserving and so great. I mean, like Every Breath You Take, like, you know, this in commercials and stuff now at this point, right? Like it's so cliche, but that song, like, unbelievable piece of songwriting. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Yuri G. You know what's weird? It's not weird, but here's a story of that. I can remember the first time I heard that song when it was released, listening to it on the radio. I was sitting in my car, and I'm like, oh, the new Police single. And it was like Every Breath You Take, and I was just like, oh, man. I was disappointed. I was fucking disappointed. So with that, what do you got? What do you got for us tonight?
No, just my footnote to that is, you know, my Police record is Zenyatta Madonna.
Uh-huh.
And like, that's like, when I think what the Police sound like, that's what the Police sound like to me.
Yeah.
But I was never disappointed in anything from Synchronicity. I was like, I'm 100% on board. I'm diehard.
Hey, man.
You know, There you go.
You stand on that stone, man, and then
stand on Sting.
All right, and then
tonight.
Yes, sir.
I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. This is like a little bit of a treatise, I guess.
Good seeing you the other day too, man. That was fun. That was good seeing you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fantastic, right? I walked in that room with you, and I was like, I've been in this room before. What a weird thing. Yeah. And what a joyous occasion. People are out celebrating and having a fine beer in a warm spot.
Yeah, it was nice. Nice.
You had the occasion to sleep on the side of the road before, yeah?
I have, multiple times in multiple ways.
Do you have, I'm sure there are some ones that don't end well, but do you have also, like, fantastically beautiful, wonderful moments of waking up on the side of the road and, like, just having...
You know, there's like side of the road could be like a rest stop or, you know, wherever you're at. I mean, you got to be careful depending on where, if you're out in the middle of nowhere, where that is.
It's a wide range of experiences. That's exactly
right.
One of the experiences in that wide range of experiences is the beautiful, like still gorgeous moment of waking up in your car.
Oh, no shit. And you're in some fucking awesome landscape, right?
That's what I want to focus on. That's what this song is about.
All right.
So that's what the season is about. It's a promise. You know, it's like I always think about like it's sunny where my Christmas is, right? It's like some of the best days to go out to the beach, and like the sun is such a part of my Christmas experience. And the sunrise is like kind of a peak in the sunset. More really, but like the promise of the sunrise,
and they're different because the sun is way down in a spot that you don't really, you know, it's like winter, you know, because it's
some amazing shadows, right?
Yeah,
it's golden sun.
Just the arc of it, you know, it's very limited, you know, at that time, this time of year.
Unbelievable, right? Unbelievable beauty, and just like contrary to the standard stuff of Christmas or the trappings of Christmas, right?
Yeah.
But like. The sun of December is like so promising, and it's like I like promise more than hope, right? Like hope, there's a thing that I hope things are going to be better. Promise is like things are going to be better, right? And I love the promise vibe of the Christmas season. And I thought about like what that felt like, and it felt like those like glorious moments when you woke up on the side of the road in a car, and everything is perfect. It's not guaranteed when you sleep in your car. But sometimes, like, it's perfect.
And sometimes there's a tap of a revolver on the window, and it's like...
Sometimes you gotta move the car. Sometimes it's much colder than you expected. There's that, too. And sometimes you can't sleep all night, but sometimes you get a good night's sleep, you wake up, and you're across the street from the Berkeley Rose Garden, it just rained overnight, everything's dripping wet, there's not a car in sight, the sun just came up, and everything's still, and the Cocteau Twins are playing on the radio. And so that's what the song is, and it's in my theme of Christmas songs that are not Christmas songs.
Mm-hmm.
And it captures, I think, the promise of the season, the way that waking up in a romantic, beautiful side of the road overnight sleep can be.
All right, man. That's like I got to gather myself here. Give me a second. That was awesome. I'm gonna hang up with you, and then we're gonna make this song happen. And, I should have been getting the dongle out when you were talking.
What do you got going? This is the week before Christmas it all happens, man. Like, this is where it's, like, busy and fun. What do you
like? Yeah, you know, one of the special things is tamale night. So if you're, like, if you come out of the Mexican culture... And you know all about tamale night, and it's like literally make like multiple hundreds of tamales, and they're all good. But everybody gets into it, you know. It's like the little kids and the thing, and the old, the, you know, the people who are old, and then there's the person who works the masa, you know. That's like, hey, he does it every year, you know, and it's like a whole thing. So I got that, and then Christmas Eve, and then Christmas is chill. Get some Indian food. And that's kind of been a tradition for a good number of years.
Say hello to my friends at Pequan.
I'm sure they'll remember you.
Dave, man, same order every time.
So I'm talking. I work at a place where there's a lot of young folk, and I was sitting having lunch together, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I was supposed to go. I had to go get Indian food, and my partner was like, she's just like, you are hopeless. You do this. And I'm like, okay, and I got my phone, and I gotta go to the thing, and then it's like, you know, it's not like you just order; it's like you go to another thing, service to do this. And it's like, dude, and it's like download, and I'm like super paranoid, and I'm not like delusional, but it's like I've had problems with this stuff, and I'm like,
fuck. Yeah, but just call them up; they're fine; they're great on the phone.
And they don't, yeah, but
I want
they don't.
The eggplant, I want the chickpeas.
So,
I want
but here,
the spinach.
Yeah, but they don't. If you call, you get thrown. They don't even pick up; they just throw it.
God,
you go to the thing. So I drove down there, and it's not far. You know, it's like a mile from my house. So I get there, and they were kind of looking at me like, why are you, you know, you're getting a carry, are you picking an order up? And I'm like, no, I'm just placing my carryout order. And in there, it's a small place, but they had a table with maybe you could get like maybe eight people around, and it's all kind of people from Nepal that are in there having a meal, and they're sitting down and they're talking and chatting, and the guy comes up, and I'm like, listen, I go, I want to look into your eyes and order my food from you and watch you, because I love your food so much, and I really want to appreciate the whole process. And the dude was like, would you like a glass of wine? and I sit down and have a glass of wine.
You
like,
need to take a load off.
Yeah, and I'm like hanging out, drinking wine, like right next to this whole like Nepalese interaction. And I felt it was such a beautiful experience, something that you would never get using Grubhub.
There you go. Hey, yeah. Get out there.
Yeah, you get out there. That's the moral of the story, Erie G.
That's a promise of the season, man. Yeah. I was going to say, like, grace exists because I've been blessed enough to both have adventures and be adventurous. And, like, God bless
grace.
That can happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I seek the gracious. All right, man.
There you go.
We'll talk soon. Yeah?
Very good. Enjoy music.
Yep. All right, let's see. So during that, that was pretty sneaky. I got the dongle and put it on the thing, and you didn't even notice because I was so slick with it. And then so what we're going to do is Yuri G's gone. We're going to go Red. I turned to the board. Red is device number two. So we're going to do that to activate device number two. And then we're going to get this beautiful link that Yurji sent me. And here we go. This is Bluebell Nell. I know this.
Thank you. Fever's 25, speed jive, don't wanna stay alive when you're 25. And when they're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots ripping up the stars from his face, funky little bony face. The television man is crazy, Sam with juvenile delinquent Rex. Oh man, I need TV when I got T-Rex. Oh brother, you get. Like a mule, it's a real mean team, but we can love. Oh yes, we can love. And my brother's back at home with his Beatles and his Stones. We never got enough on that revolution stone. What a drag. Too many snacks. Nah, I drunk a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine. Gotta raise some cap to bed. Oh, is that concrete all around? Or is it in my head? I'm a blue man.
All the young dudes.
Hey, blues.
Carry the blues.
Where are you?
Boogaloo dudes.
Now, look.
Carry the blues.
I want you to know, mail day, mail day. Christmases be so white.
Christmas tree.